Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, everybody needs a good health care plan, but pretty soon you won't be able to buy one because the government's just going to give you one. So this may be your last chance to buy a health care plan, and what better plan to buy than the Dickie Schmooze Fit Is Us Health Guarantee. For just $600 a month, the Dickie Schmooze Fit Is Us Guarantee gives you a long-term care card you carry in your wallet that you can pull out whenever you need to show someone you got a card in your wallet. Plus, are your dependents covered? You bet. Each one gets a balloon. So get the Dickie Schmooze Fit Is Us Guarantee. Send $600 to Dickie Schmooze Fit Is Us, Box 1, Dr. Mario, Brazil.
Huh? Test. Test, test, test. Hi? This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, NAFTA. Gesundheit. Yeah, NAFTA. Free trade, open borders, a global economy, multilateral, unrestricted, laissez-faire, international commerce, tariffs, sanctions, side agreements, export and jobs, import and low-tech, Walmarts in Mexico, Walmarts in Canada, Walmarts pretty near everywhere. Well, now you understand NAFTA. I'm not sure I do, but hey, not understanding never stopped an American from having an opinion, and it ain't going to stop me now. I'm for NAFTA, and let me tell you why. Number one, NAFTA means more hockey for America. Hockey's a Canadian sport, of course, and under NAFTA, we'll get even more teams. Heck, even Mexico will get hockey teams. Open free trade and modern refrigeration technology will spread the NHL south. Imagine the Mexico City Aztecs in the league. What kind of penalty you get for ripping a guy's heart out and offering it up to the sun god? Don't know. I love hockey. Guys with stitches in their faces, missing teeth, and big sticks. Sliding around at 40 miles an hour. Oh, you know I like that. You know. Second reason to vote for NAFTA, bullfighting. Bullfighting will be free to spread north. Look, you know, there's a guy in tight trousers and a bunch of his friends, some on horseback, teasing a bull for half an hour or so, and then... Oh, you know, oh, you know. Let's have a burger. Yeah, it'll be huge in Duluth and Yellowknife, but the thing I like most about bullfighting, no mascots. No silly costume mascots. Oh, one time in Tijuana, I did see the San Diego Chicken make an appearance at the Plaza de Toros. He tried one of those cute little skits he does with umpires at baseball games. Didn't work. Betty fired his agent. Woo! That bull didn't know it was supposed to be funny. Was interesting to see what the chicken wears under those feathers, though. Olay! Yeah, another reason for NAFTA is to level the playing field as far as eating goes. We got lots of Mexican food. I'd like to see more Canadian restaurants in America. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, a dog sled race from the Yukon to the Yucatan. That's a tough pull for those huskies through the Mojave. I wonder if they'll shed. College football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show, featuring the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes fighting Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and Coach, I see you've managed somehow to get by without me.
Yeah?
After 13 years, I was hoping I'd seen the last of you, but last week I got the call, and I'm happy to be here for the wrap-up of this exciting 1993 football season with you, Coach Barry Sweatshirt.
I see.
Yasha Foymi, Coach.
Yasha. Oh, by the way, new guy, I'm perfect in my college football picks this year, and my team, the Fighting... is undefeated.
You're 8-28 in your picks. The Nebraska School of Mimes hasn't gained a yard all season, and you're the laughingstock of the sports world, Coach.
Yasha, it's you. Hey, you weren't here last week, were you?
Okay, Coach. Let's get right to your Big 8 picks.
Don't you want to hear how my team's doing?
I know how your team's doing, Coach. They just mime playing football against teams that play for real, and every week half of them get seriously injured.
But they perfected that punter climbs ladder routine. It's really good.
Yeah. Let's move to the picks. Missouri visits K-State.
Well, this is the big game of the century everybody's been talking about, and I think the winning tradition of Missouri will carry the day, 87-84.
A total misunderstanding of what ESPN's referring to when they talk about the game of the century. Victory for the Tigers. Kansas visits Colorado.
Colorado is trying to keep their home losing streak going, so Kansas will win 94-90.
McCartney puts a new wrinkle on the contract drive as the Buffaloes fall to Kansas. Oklahoma State versus Oklahoma.
Well, I hear that Brian Bosworth still unable to play for Oklahoma, so that's bad for them. Okie State will win 89-0.
The Sooners still scoreless in the sweatshirt worldview. Finally, Iowa State takes on Nebraska and Lincoln.
Well, Nebraska's been winning by less and less each week, so this time they should win by a minus number, which means Iowa State will win 3-2.
Nebraska wins by a negative number, Iowa State 3-2. Finally, a Barry sweatshirt tip for teens.
Never make a copy of your face on a copying machine. It's very dangerous. If you need a copy of your face, stick it in some wet cement.
Thanks for that tip for teens, Coach.
Sure.
Join us next time on the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Until then, this is Yasha Foymi reminding you, you left your lights on. Hey, you left your lights on.
What lights?
No, in your case, Coach, nobody's home. Oh, you, in the Cutlass, your lights are on. Test.
Where's your pet? Where pet is yours?
Okay.
Hey, Joe, where's your dog?
Well, he's washed up, Bill.
Washed up, Joe?
Washed up, Bill, with Tamerlane's new Super Pet Wash.
Tamerlane's new Super Pet Wash?
Right. Fill up the tub, add a cup of Tamerlane's Super Pet Wash, toss in your dirty pet, and voila, no more dirt, grime, fleas, stains. All your problems dissolve away. Pull the plug and drain away your dirty pet.
No more pet?
Nope. They're all washed up with Tamerlane Super Pet Wash.
Gee, does it work on kids?
Well, sure, Bill. But I should point out it's illegal in most states.
Is it environmentally safe?
No way, Bill. Tamerlane Super Pet Wash is very dangerous. But it's not biodegradable, so you can use it over and over again. Has a half-life of 14,000 years.
Why, that's 98,000 dog years, Joe.
And that's economical. Caution, Tamerlane Super Pet Wash should not be used on human hair, Eva Gabor stretch wigs, or carpets. Do not use in a nitrogen-rich atmosphere. Avoid even the slightest contact with clothing, skin, or underwear. Do not drain Super Pet Wash on ground near natural gas pipelines. Keep away from open flames, pilot lights, or sunshine. Shake well before using, then place on a flat surface and run away. Tamerlane Super Pet Wash. Hey, where's your dog, Bill?
Well,
he's all washed up.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, King of Pop. I checked myself into this top-secret clinic because I want to take the Mega Coffee Cure.
That was Michael Jackson yesterday. Hi, I'm Dr. Lee Caffeine. After 24 hours at the Mega Coffee Clinic, Michael was released. Let's see how he's doing today.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, King of Pop. I take the Mega Coffee Cure, I come home, and what all these goofy animals doing in my house? Give me my gun! Hey! Call Hefner. Tell him to send some women over. Well, listen, I gotta go bust Mike Tyson out of the joint. When me and Mike get together, it's the two Mikes. People see us, they say, look out. Here come the two Mikes. There must be a party tonight. I say, somebody bring me a gun before that giraffe gets away.
Mega Coffee. Side effects possible, so try some and see. Like Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson.
Hi, yeah, this is Mike Tyson. Leave me alone, you animal!
Mega Coffee. For that fundamental subatomic difference.
It's time to step back from the precipice, breathe deep, and swallow carefully. It's another Nature Minute with noted note-taker, mall artist, and shag carpet explorer, Dr. Bud Natural.
Oh, call me Bud, okay?
Okay, here's Bud with another Nature Minute.
Today's letter comes from little 76-year-old Granny Budafuco. Dear Dr. Natural, oh, Granny, call me Bud, okay? Okay. Dear Bud, I heard a giant comet struck the Earth millions of years ago and killed off all the dinosaurs. Could it happen again? I'd like to know, because I'm about to put an angel food cake in the oven, and a loud noise could make it fall. Signed, Granny Budafuco. Well, dear Granny, could it happen again? Could a comet strike the Earth and kill off all the dinosaurs? No. All the dinosaurs are already dead, Granny. And good thing, too. Can you imagine trying to play a big college football game with velociraptors running amok in the secondary? Well, hey, even though the dinosaurs are gone, the comets are still there. Outside the orbit of Pluto, in the Oort cloud, waiting to drop towards Earth without warning, accelerating all the way until it cuts a fiery hole through our atmosphere, vaporizes a huge chunk of the planet's crust, and throws enough debris into the stratosphere to block out sunlight, break the photosynthetic cycle, and leave our world inhabited by cockroaches and Christmas fruitcakes. And that's just what will happen, Granny, if Congress passes NAFTA. A lot of people don't know that, but I do. I'm Bud Natural, reminding you, stop NAFTA, or we'll blow up the Earth. Till then, let's enjoy the planet, okay?
The Nature Minute made possible by a grant from Ross Perot.
All right, I'm going to do the commercial instead of the microphones here.
All right. We need, let's see, what do we need?
Oh, we need music.
We need
music.
Okay, wait, here. We used this yesterday.
So nobody will notice.
Okay.
Nobody will notice.
Okay, here we go.
So what does the client want us to do on this commercial?
I think, sell his product. Sell
oh.
We have to do it. How does he want us to do it? How?
Oh. Well, oh, I see, I did your line. Okay. All right.
Okay. So how does the client want us to do this commercial?
Oh, anything, just so we sell his product.
Okay, well, this radio commercial is really important. We better come up with a good idea.
A radio commercial, that's what we need to do.
Let's make it a commercial that will sell the product.
Well, how should we do it?
Let's just say...
Oh, I know. Star Trek on Ice.
No.
I can do my William Shatner impression.
No, Beavis and Butthead, no. they could...
Can you imitate Beavis?
No.
Well, then... How should we do this radio commercial?
Let's just say the client's name and slogan.
Picayune Funeral Home, airtight coffins.
Good commercial, Spock.
Okay, that ought to do
it. That was a good one.
All right.